We are ready for an interview with Matt Huddleston, Lake County City Administrator and a regular on KTWH. Thanks, Matt, for being here this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right. Well, always lots of things we could talk about here with county business, but I think we should just run through some of the more recent ones. Let's talk a little bit about the budget and levy hearing that is coming up. That's a good place to start, I think.
Yeah, our truth and taxation hearing, or our budget and levy hearing, as we call it, is scheduled for December 12th on a Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., and we're holding it where we've been holding it the last number of years, up at our highway department in the conference room there. So I'm just getting ready and putting together the information related to our budget process and our current budget that includes a 3% levy increase over 2023. And getting ready to present and share that with folks that are interested in what's happening with our budget and levy.
Yeah, and this is a really good way for people that are interested in levies, like why the levy, where does it come from, why is it at the rate that it is, and people that have concerns can come. So, I mean, you really want people to, how many people generally show up at this meeting? Do you get people?
You know, over the years, I would say there's been a couple of years we've had decent attendance. A lot of times there's not a lot of folks there. I do try to break it down to and put the presentation in a way that really tries to highlight how we're using funds and what we're doing with each department, or what we're needing to purchase capital-wise, and what's driving our operational costs. Try to do that. There's not typically a lot of folks there. I would say the challenge, and when a lot of people do show up, it's usually related to their individual property tax statement, and a lot of times what's driving those other changes or bigger changes, more so related to other things than our levy that we set, is values and classifications. And it's a challenge because people get their values in March of each year, and there's a process to appeal your value or classification that moves through June, where it comes to the County Board of Appeal and Equalization. I think the challenge a lot of times is people might get that and there's really nothing else associated with it. So we might see a number change, but what happens with the property tax statement, or the estimated property tax statement that comes out for this meeting coming up, they actually associate a number or a estimated tax with that. And then I think that's when a lot of folks take notice of that. And unfortunately, I don't know how to change the system, but unfortunately, at this point in time, we can't make any changes to values or classifications. And so I think what happens a lot of times over the years is people show up for that purpose, and then they end up maybe sticking around for the meeting and learning some things about what we're doing and how we're doing it at the county as far as the budget, but we're not able to change values. So I always like to try to get that message out. The meeting next, or on December 12th, is not about your individual value or classification, but it's just about the overall county.
Right.
Budget that we're setting, the overall levy.
Right. And just to be clear also, is this a meeting where the budget is already set and it's just sharing information with people, or is it a chance for them to have input on it and potentially influence, you know, the way you do it?
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's a hearing. We're looking to take input on our budget and levy. We don't set it that evening. We look to set that typically the week after, so we could set it on our board meeting on December 19th, or if it isn't settled at that point, we still could set it on December 26th. But we try to set it that 19th before that final meeting of the year. So it's an opportunity to provide input and the board to hear what folks have to say about our budget levy.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let's move on to this is something that I know that came up. The Michelle McDonald with the DAC has talked to the board, and this has been maybe building for a little while, that the recycle center operational changes may be coming about. Tell us what are the latest developments with that?
Yeah, it's still something we're really digging into and trying to figure out how we move forward. You know, we've had a longstanding relationship with the DAC where we contract with them to operate our recycle center. So they're really doing the bulk of that work there. They're looking to change that relationship and hoping to move away from directly overseeing the operations of the recycle center. But then we're trying to figure out what that relationship could be going forward. Can we bring on any of the folks that are working there as employees? I think what this gives us the opportunity to do is look at the operations of that recycle center here in town and see if there's any ways we can refine those operations or change them to better help along with processes for us as well as maybe for the public as well. You know, the idea of, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to provide single sort where people could just drop them off and we send them out unsorted. But it's trying to figure out how do we still accomplish the similar goals that we have in the past of working with the DAC, and is there other ways we can do it throughout the county, not just the recycle center? So I think ultimately it's going to require the county to have some kind of staff managing the overall recycle center, where we haven't had to do that because we've paid the DAC and their staff have done that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to have to change from that perspective, but how the rest of it fits in is still something that we've been discussing in our end, and we need to have more discussions about the ways in which we could do it. We just have to look into that more. And I think that deadline is looming. It's coming fast. I think this March, they wanted to end that relationship, and from the way we've been doing it in the past. And so we have to look into that more and get prepared for that and bring that back to the board, county board, for discussion and work with the DAC. So we have some ideas. We just have to vet some of those out and have more discussions. But changes will be coming.
Yeah.
Whether folks see it or not, there's certainly going to be changes. And it's possible that some folks will see some differences in how we operate it as we move into 2024.
Yeah, so prepare for changes. And I heard Michelle also speaking to how it was, you know, in a way it could be considered good news because it's, you know, people are ready for more responsibility and able to do more essentially in their communities. And so is there a way that that has become part of, you know, incorporating, I mean, is it considered an advancement or development, or is it mostly just something that's going to make things harder for the county?
Well, I like the way we've been doing it. I think it's not impossible to make these changes, and it's just harder for us. So it's just some new things we have to work through. It could be a win, you know, a win for the county as well. I think that it's allowing us to expand the idea of where the DAC could fit into county operations. And I keep trying to say this to our departments and staff, is it doesn't just have to be the recycle center. I know folks have worked out there, but is there other ways in other spots we haven't been able to get staff for some of our summer work or summer help? There's other means, I think, in which we can do that. So I think it's positive in that respect that we've been able to look bigger, but it's also just a challenge because we're changing how we do things. And we are a little more restricted than some of the other private businesses that have kind of taken on some of these other roles, and they found positions in other areas of the county, which is great. We just have a little more challenge working through some of those things, I think.
Okay. Change is hard, isn't it? for some
change
institutions
is hard,
more than others,
happening.
I guess. Yes. All right. Well, let's talk about the lodging tax. The county board is considering an extension of Loving Lake County contract. Is that I don't know if that's something new or if that's something that seems assumed. We all know that there's a lodging tax that's associated with Loving Lake County and that money goes to events, et cetera. Do you want to tell us anything that's new or changed about that?
Yeah, I mean, we put that in place, I think it was back in 2020, the end of 2020 when the lodging tax came in place, the 4%. Tax across the county for lodging, 3% of it's the traditional marketing aspect of the tax, and then the additional 1% of that is for events and festivals, which is somewhat unique. It's done in Cook County, and I'm not sure how many other areas, so it's somewhat unique. We've been moving forward with that. We had an initial contract with Loving Lake County that was for a 2-year period, and so we've been working through that and, you know, analyzing how that's been going, and I think they've learned a lot and really refined as we've got the message out there for the events and festivals piece of it. And I think they really refined the grant process and how they do that. And so I think as we've moved through that and understanding how those things have been going, the contract is set to expire here at the end of the year. So the county board's been talking about that contract, and I'm working with the county attorney right now just to make some amendments or adjustments based on how operations have gone and what we've learned, and plan to bring something forward for the county board to consider for an extension to continue with that relationship here into the future, into the coming years.
All right. Just one more question I was thinking, Matt, more of a general question is, I know there's a new county commissioner now, and meetings are generally public, and yet I know from going to them that you don't often get people that are just there to listen, and yet often people would like to know more about what's going on in the county or why, and you often are the one to field questions, concerns, complaints, all that kind of stuff. What would you offer right now, as I'm sure you want to hear about when things are going well too? What is the best feedback process or just communications process for people, citizens of the county who want to have more say? And I know it can be really hard for people that we're a big county. Some of us live conveniently close to the designated meetings, but you have meetings all over the county too. And how is your public relations going, and what can people do to have a positive relationship with the county that they live in and their representative?
Yeah, I guess I'm not the one to necessarily say how public relations are going. I mean, I'm interested in feedback on that. I think it's an item on my list that we look at of are there better ways? Is there more we can do to get information out? And I know the answer is yes, we could do more, and I think we can do better. I think the challenges over the last few years are we're just struggling to maintain the staffing levels that we want or desire, and that's a challenge. We're short staffed in a number of different departments. It seems like once we get full staffed in one area, then we end up understaffed in a different area. So that's one of the biggest challenges. I know we're not unique. Across the spectrum of other entities and businesses I talk to, that's a challenge. So it's hard to take on new things or try to, you know, implement change or do better on that end of things when we're just trying to get the day-to-day stuff done. But I think there's more we could do. And I'm also trying to balance that with what people want and how do they want us to communicate? How do we make our website better? How do we use Facebook better? How do we, you know, try to keep fresh and up-to-date information out there for folks that want to receive it. But certainly there's a lot of ways to communicate with us. Certainly my office is open to take any concerns or information, and we'll get it to the right department in the right place or the right person. Certainly people are encouraged to talk with their commissioner in their district. And it's, as you mentioned, it's great to be back, to have all of our commissioners and all the districts represented again. I think Commissioner Svay noted at the last meeting how many days it had been since we had a full board together. I forget the amount of days, but it was a significant amount of time. So it's nice to have commissioners representing all the areas and kind of being back up to full speed in that respect. But certainly commissioners field a lot of requests or concerns from folks, and that trickles in through me and back through the departments. And certainly each department or each area folks are, you know, encouraged to call if they have concerns. And so I think there's a lot of different ways people can communicate with us and try to get information. But I think on the overarching picture, how do we get information out to people? How do we keep them up to speed on what's going on? It's certainly an item that's always on my list. And as I said, I know there's different ways we can do it, probably better ways we can do it. And we'll continue to look at those and try to make change. But I think, as you also point out, our committee of the whole meetings are in the summertime, that third Tuesday of the month, we try to go around the county to different areas. And, you know, it's probably hard for people to come to county board meetings that happen, you know, every week and during the day. But those committee of the wholes, we try to get out to different areas in the evening. And I think it's great when people show up there and they have an opportunity where it's really an informal meeting. There's not a lot of general county business that happens. It's really the board wanting to hear from folks about what's happening in their area and what their thoughts and concerns are. So I think the folks that show up there get it. You know, we receive a lot of good information over the years, and really encourage people to look at when we come around to their different area.
I think people have definitely come to those, and you say those are always the third Tuesday. That's a good thing to take note of and remember for people all around the county.
And we've tried to get a set schedule, and I think it is pretty set throughout the summer of the different areas you go to. You
can okay.
almost count on in June we'll be up in Fall Lake Township, or in September we'll be up in Little Moray, or each month we we have it pretty well set unless some conflict comes up.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Matt. We're out of time, but thanks again for coming to be with on the radio, and I hope you have a good holiday.
Yeah, you too as well. Thanks for having me again.
Have All right. Day. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Matt Hedelson, Lake County Administrator.